Thank you for tuning in to WOBN 97.5, The Wild Card, here in Westerville, Ohio. Thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate you guys tuning in today. We actually have a special guest here. We have Matt from the Millennium. Hey, Matt, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. So this is Matt from the Millennium, a band from Wisconsin, who will actually be here in Columbus this coming Sunday, February 25th. Are you excited to be on tour?
I'm super excited to be there. I can't wait to leave home for a while.
How long has it been since you guys have been on tour?
It has been since August. We've gotten through the holidays, and now it's time to hit the road again, so I'm excited.
Well, that's so awesome. For those of you who don't know, the Millennium has been performing since 2014 together. How do you guys at this point feel that you've grown as artists and as people in this time?
Well, that's a pretty heavy question, Zoe. I would say definitely we've started experimenting more on stage and off stage, sonically for sure. You know, when you first start writing songs, it's very instinct-based. Every idea you come up with is very exciting, and then start having more experience with that, you start exploring more and taking the time necessary to perfect things a little more. So it sounds a little more polished and everything like that.
Well, that sounds really great. Do you feel like this album kind of reflects those changes that you guys have gone through?
I would say 110%, yeah. If you A and B our first EP with the full-length record, it sounds like the same band, but you can tell that we definitely spent time refining some of our influences and musical stylings.
So I personally absolutely love this album. I've been listening to you guys for a long time now, and the title itself is very powerful. What kind of inspired this album, and is there any message that you guys were trying to convey in that?
Yeah, there totally is. So the title, But Do We Ever Ask Ourselves, came from the observation of how social media is changing the way that we communicate and react to cultural situations or social situations. And so what we noticed was a lot of people are really just reacting all the time. They see something and they just react. They tweet how they don't like it, or they post on Facebook or share an article on Facebook that matches their opinion. And instead of asking themselves why they feel that way or what maybe their opinion is, they're just projecting other people's opinions or just their initial opinion about everything online just for likes and stuff like that. And I think the whole point of the record is to get people thinking a little more introspectively about why they feel certain ways, because that's where I think the biggest change happens, is in yourself, and then you change your environment because you changed yourself.
So you guys definitely have a bit of a fan base. Do you feel like being in this platform where you kind of have the chance and you have people who are really willing to listen to your voices, do you feel like you're taking the time to kind of project these messages and that, you know, you can make a difference? And I know that it's a really big issue in general with people who have some kind of fame or some kind of celebrity or followed in general. Is that something that you guys strive to do?
Definitely when we started out, it wasn't the first thing on my mind. But as I've grown as an artist and just as a human being over the last 4 years, it seems almost irresponsible to not voice an opinion about something if I'm given the gift to do so. Definitely, it's not like we're going to turn into a super political band or anything like that in the coming years, but I'm kind of growing tired of just writing love songs, and I think there's a lot more to life than just that, and so I think if I have an opinion about something, then I need to show that to people.
I think that's a really great kind of insight to be able to give on this topic. Now, you guys have, your band itself has changed a lot in the last couple of years. I know that I first attended a concert that you guys were performing at when I was like a senior in high school, and I'm now a junior in college. I know that there are fans just like me. Do you ever feel like sometimes you're not reaching those initial fans that you guys had to begin with?
Yeah, and that's definitely something I've thought about. I think life changes dramatically from, you know, you said you were a senior in high school to a junior in college. There's a lot that happens in that four-year span. And a lot of our fans we initially created were somewhere between the ages of, like, 15 and 18. And so some of them have obviously hung around like yourself. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. I appreciate it. But definitely some people who go to shows when they're 15 won't do that when they're 20. It's just not something they like to do anymore. So I do think that we have lost some of those fans, but I also think we've gained a lot more fans in our more young adult range. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think the people change. Bands change, life changes. I can't expect everybody to just hang with us for the long run, you know?
So as artists, I know especially you guys almost have a pressure sometimes to be creating content that did adhere to that certain initial fan base. You know, you've talked about losing fans, of course, but I personally have always felt that if a band is not growing and changing, then what are they doing? I mean, people don't want to listen to the same thing that they always did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. do you feel like in writing new music that I'm sure you guys are always doing, that you're trying to be more open about who you are with your fans and hoping that they are accepting of that, and that when you're trying new and different things that they'll go along with that?
Zoe, that is an excellent question. I just want to lay that out there. Absolutely wonderful question. So, in my opinion, if you're not creating art that is authentic, then you're wasting people's time and your time. We've never been a band that creates a song to fit a certain sound or mold that we're going for. The songs we make just happen to turn out that way, and that's the genre that they get put into. Most of the melodies I write, lyrical melodies, just happen to be kind of catchy pop melodies. You know, that's just kind of, that's what's in me. I think change in the sound is inevitable. If you're a band that's trying to strive for authenticity, the fact that you're changing right along, as being in the band for 4 years, you're going to change in that time period. Your sound is inevitably going to change with it, because if you want to maintain that authenticity. And no matter what, people are going to be upset. If you were a band that had the same record 6 times in a row, people would be upset about that. And if you change, you're going to be upset about that. You can't win it over everybody, and it's a waste of time to even try.
The band is on tour again, and you guys are actually headlining this time. So,
right.
Is there any particular areas that you guys are hoping to be able to reach in the next year, or even the next couple of years?
One of our largest markets that we've only hit once is Los Angeles. I'd really like to go back to the West Coast. If you check like our Spotify numbers, our large number of plays and fans from Facebook are out in that Southern California region. I'd love to get out there, not only for the weather, but just to play a show for some of those people. We tend to stick to the East Coast and the Midwest a lot, but in this next year, that's definitely been our biggest goal, is we want to get out to the West Coast. And I think it's going to happen. We've got some things that we're working on. I also want to hit a bunch of states that we don't hit normally, like the southern states, from Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, a lot of Florida I want to keep doing. I love Florida. Keep meeting new people, reaching new fans. I just want to be playing for new people as much as we can.
That's awesome to want to be there. Now, of course, members of the alternative music scene are all aware and are really upset about the final full-length Cross Country Warped Tour. After participating and winning in the Battle of the Bands competition twice at Warped, how does it feel to kind of see that end?
Warped Tour was always a dream of mine, and I'm glad that we got to be involved with it even as little as we were. I think that it's a symptom of a larger issue. Warped Tour ending is that pop punk scene, that scene is kind of taking a dip right now. The music scene is changing, the music industry is changing. I don't believe Warped Tour is over. I think that the current model of Warped Tour is just currently unsustainable. But I do think the Warped Rand will constantly be something that's out there, whether they do one or two big festivals a year, like something like Riot Fest or something like that. It is sad to see it go, but I'm excited to see what's next, because new things will always replace what leaves. So I'm excited to see it. In the same way, I'm upset about it, because it feels a lot like growing up, and something from I love growing up is ending. I know that something great is just behind the next door.
That's a really insightful point of view to have about something like this. I've actually never attended. I'm hoping to go this year, especially with it being the last one. Do you feel like, you mentioned there being kind of a dip in this pop punk music scene and alternative music scene, what do you think is kind of contributing to that, or what do you think bands and artists can do to help bring back that kind of 90s, early 2000s alternative scene?
I think the biggest issue is people have stopped going to local shows. And I know, I'm sure people still do. I'm not saying no one goes to local shows. To me, there seems to be a gap now where there's a lot of bands that are big in the scene that kind of tour with their friends, and then they take out lower-level bands and help bring them up. But there's not a lot of bands that are pulling 100 kids a night out there touring. Anyway, there seems to be a gap. It's either you have nobody or you have everybody. And I think you just need to keep supporting local artists, because that's the next great thing is going to come locally. And if you don't support kids that are young, they'll never grow into anything better than that, because they'll stop before they have had any chance to get any better than they are. So the biggest thing, the most important thing you can do, if you like pop punk bands or any type of bands or live music, is to go see things locally, because without you giving them that initial push to get out the door and support for them playing locally, they'll never try for anything else.
Do you feel like when you guys go on tour, is there like some kind of selection process that you went through and, you know, these are the bands that we want to go with? Even the idea of having a local band open up for you in different cities, is that something that ever kind of has appealed to you guys?
Yeah, we try to have locals on every date of the tour, because that's very important. A lot of our fans come from people who are fans of one of the locals opening, and they stick around for the show, and then they like us too. Some tours we do, we package together with other bands that we like, whether it be regional or sub-regional. But on this tour specifically, we're just touring ourselves, and we have local and regional openers, which I'm very excited for. I think that's a very good way to do things.
In you guys' promotion of the actual tour, have you tried to promote those other bands and artists as well? And do you ever keep in contact, or have you ever been on tour with a band where you've absolutely loved being on tour with them?
Absolutely. I think every band that has been on tour has found bands that end up being really great buddies of theirs. Sometimes you just click, whether it be a band that's local or someone that you're on the tour package with, sometimes you just click really well and your personalities match up. Being on tour with a couple bands, you're the only, everyone has, like, those three bands of people, you're like brothers for 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks. So it's like summer camp. You end up having a really close bond, and that is something you can't, like, you never forget, because it is exactly that. It's summer camp. It's like the best of times, worst of time, but it's all an experience you're experiencing together, so there's a real big camaraderie there.
So there's also kind of a vulnerability in being on stage. I've always described to people that I love attending concerts because I feel like when an artist is on stage, they're at their highest and lowest point at the exact same time because they're doing the one thing that they love the absolute most. And also they're very vulnerable in that at any given point in time, they could mess up or there's someone in the crowd that could absolutely hate what they're doing. Do you feel like at any point that you've ever kind of questioned what you guys are doing in traveling and in performing and writing and constantly putting out new music?
I think I probably question whether I'm doing the right thing about once or twice a week, but I think that's pretty standard across the board. The thing I just have to remember is that I keep coming back. You're right, it is a very vulnerable thing, but that's where the passion and love for it comes from, is that being able to be intimate on stage for people, like, that's what art is. When you give someone art, like, you're giving them a piece of your heart. And if it wasn't that way, then it wouldn't be any fun to see.
I think that's a really beautiful way of putting it. And you guys have created some really wonderful artwork for your albums and have been coming out with new merch and things like that. Are you in any way trying to, are you guys as a whole trying to kind of put out art in any other forms when you're, you know, designing the album cover or designing merch for fans to wear or anything like that?
The album art turned out really great, and we all got proofs of that. We got together and made an initial idea for it, but the band has to be kind of a capsule of what you're going for, and we've definitely discussed themes and motifs. If you look at our last music video, I mean, that's a huge piece of my heart. It's based off a kid's show I used to watch when I was a kid growing up. I mean, the most music video takes place in my hometown and my best friend's parents' front yard, because that's where I used to hang out all the time. So that whole song, Wild Again, is all about being young again and feeling alive where you used to live. And it's literally where I used to live. I mean, I think that if you're, again, it has to be a full package thing. You have to be putting your heart and your passion into all aspects of it, or else it would look like some things would be one-sided.
So you talked about Wild Again and clearly how passionate you are about that. Is there another song or another couple of songs on the album that were your favorite to write or some of your favorites on the actual album?
Fired Lines, I really, really like. Of all things, is my favorite song on the record, probably one of my favorite songs we've ever done. That one is just super, super, it was finally, I had a chance to say what I hadn't said for about 3 years. And it was really nice to have somewhere to put that so concrete and to be able to experience those thoughts so brashly without just feeling them as confusing emotions. The ability to translate them into clear words and be able to experience them as they feel is something really special, and I'm really grateful that I was in a band that allowed that song to happen.
There's clearly a lot of power to words, and I know as a fan in general, and I'm sure you as a fan of music as well, have had songs that you have related to very, very personally. How does it feel when a fan comes to you and talks about the power of the words that you've put into a song, or, you know, even comes at you and says something like, you know, your music saved my life? How does that feel as an artist? Because I know there's a lot sometimes where artists feel that they don't want to hear something like that because it almost feels like too much pressure, or that the reason that someone is, you know, that their life has been saved is because of themselves. How do you feel when a fan feels really passionately about words that you've written?
It is very overwhelming because a lot of times the reason those words come out of me or whoever writes them and that the fan is able to relate to those lyrics is because you don't feel all that good about myself. You know, I'm writing those things in a very bare, intimate, and kind of self-destructive way. And so the fact that someone's able to relate to them means that I'm feeling the same way they've been feeling, which is great. But it is kind of overwhelming sometimes when you don't necessarily feel like you have it all figured out and someone comes up to you and says, your words help me through this, when you're still going through that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Do you ever have moments like that when you're, you know, meeting with VIP or even just after a show talking with fans or even online where you just try to put out, you know, being kind to one another?
Yeah, I think I have a moment on stage every night, every show we have, where I take, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds to just talk with people and just talk to the crowd. And I really think the most important things we can do for each other is to just have conversations, have friendly, open-minded conversations. Stop listening to react and start listening to listen. Because if you just get down to that bare value and talk about the things that you want to happen or the things you want the world to be like, everyone can pretty much agree on those things. We all want to go to bed full. We all want to be happy. We want to have friendships. We want to do things that fulfill us. That's the goal for every human. No one wants terrible things. The reason there's so much trouble happening is there's lack of conversation. It's just reaction. That's the core of it, is friendly, open-minded conversation. Because once you can relate to people, you understand why they do certain things. That's when change happens.
I think that's pretty powerful, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in and talking about the album and what you guys have been doing. For those of you who haven't checked it out, it's But Do We Ask Ourselves. You can listen online on Spotify, iTunes. They have music videos out on YouTube. They're pretty much everywhere. You guys will be going on tour. And when does your tour start?
Our tour starts, I leave tomorrow evening, but it starts on Thursday in Pittsburgh. We'll be in Columbus on Sunday at Donato's Pizza. So everyone come out, let's get a hot, fresh slice and listen to some good music.
Thank you so much, Matt. I greatly appreciate it. Make sure that you continue to listen as I'm going to be playing some of the new album here on WBN 97.5 The Wildcard here in Westerville, Ohio.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Take me out, take me in, we'll be wild again. I will never love another, I will never love another. Take me out, take me in, we'll be wild again. I will never love another, I could never love another.